As you've probably heard by now, NPR celebrated its 50th birthday this past week. So in preparation, we asked our listeners for some advice, and hundreds answered the call.
My name is Carl Colon. I am from Yellow Springs, Ohio.
Christy Thompson. I live in Lisbon, Portugal.
My name is Bill Tamplin, and I live in Southwest Virginia.
My name is Kim Bostwick, and I live in Trumansburg, New York. That's Finger Lakes region. My training is as an evolutionary biologist. Now I am a permaculture person raising my kids.
In hopes of avoiding a midlife crisis here at NPR, we wanted to hear from people who've already hit this milestone. We're starting with Kim Bostwick because she believes a midlife crisis isn't something to avoid.
I get that you're going to think that I'm lame for even admitting that I had a midlife crisis, but I did, and it was great. You know what I saw? I saw that I needed to change some things in my life. Your midlife crisis is like your opportunity to look around and say, well, did I get where I wanted to go? And if I keep going in this direction, where does that lead? And is that someplace I want to go? That process of asking myself that got me really clear about the parts of my life that I loved and wanted to embrace and support and nourish, and the parts that I needed to leave behind. And maybe the piece of advice is that, you know, there is something to say for maturing and experience, and that's what you have to look forward to as you age.
That was Kim Bostwick sharing her life advice. And if, like us, you have celebrated your 50-year milestone, we'd love to hear you share some of your hard-earned lessons. You can find our submission form on our Twitter page, @NPRATC.